Now, the whole problem of instruction could be centered around the whole problem of life, communication. That's the problem of instruction. How long is that half lag, that incoming lag? How long is it in your preclear? That's how long he's going to be studying. That's how long. So it'd be to your interest to rather cut down this lag as you trained him, wouldn't it? So I can tell you clearly that it's almost impossible to very widely train anybody in Scientology without at the same time doing two other things, getting that person to do some processing and getting some processing for that person. And if you can't get him to do these two things, why, you're sort of talking to the wind. His realities on what you were talking about are grouped in with many, many other realities. He's been told so often by a teacher or a writer that there's this, there's that, there's something or other, that he no longer has any great differentiation. It is the processing which he does and the processing which he receives which gives him the differentiative factor from other data and information which he has imbibed, which isolates the information for him. Now, you can give him a barrage of information, a tremendous quantity of data, and afterwards you would find, if you examined him carefully, that it had gone into and mixed up with Christian Science, it had mixed up with Rosicrucianism, it had mixed up with something he read one time that Schopenhauer wrote, and Thus Spake Zarathustra, if he'd ever heard of that, and the subject of creative art, and mechanical drawing, and it had kind of all mixed up, and it was as though you put him in a washing machine and turned the paddles up to high speed. Now, if you could just pour the information at him, and just by sheer voice, enforce upon him, space is a viewpoint of dimension. Now, if you ever answer that otherwise, space really is a viewpoint of dimension, and space is a viewpoint of dimension, and if you don't agree with me and think otherwise, I'm afraid we're going to have to flunk you or penalize you in some way. This individual has not been trained because he has not been given a differentiative factor. He has not differentiated this. Space is space is space when you first start training him. And then he starts seeing, as he is processed, that as he looks, so he has space. He begins to conceive this as a thetan. As he looks, so he has space. Well, up to that time, space was just a chunk of stuff to him. It was sort of a, well, of course. And he had no great use for it, and he couldn't do anything for it. But that was what it was, and it didn't have any other value. But all of a sudden, he begins to tie it in with other difficulties and so forth, and he begins to see what space is, how it is formed, and he realizes quite clearly, yes, space is a viewpoint of dimension. It is a viewpoint of dimension. He has as much space as he can perceive, and really he has as much space as he can know. But he gets this subjectively, and he gets some subjective reality upon it. And even though the subjective reality which he receives upon it is slight, it has still differentiated the datum for him.